You are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Nathan Zagura, Vic Carucci wrapping things up here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Stay tuned to ESPN 850 WKNR for coverage of the Buckeyes Big Ten tournament game against Nebraska. That's coming up at the top of this hour. Also want to let you know you can join the 100,000-plus fans in the official Cleveland Browns fan club, the Browns Backers Worldwide. It's free to join the biggest organized fan club in all of sports and includes team shop discounts, special event invitations, and exclusive, this is the Notorious' favorite, VIP experiences. To join, visit brownsbackers.org. That's brownsbackers.org. Now, Vic, this is something that I came across on Twitter that is interesting to me. The Browns Twitter has a vote on whether or not the Browns should sign Ben Tate or draft a top-flight running back.
Yes, I love the question. People have been jumping in. They like the fact that, you know, we've opened this up to the public at large, and some people have said, wait a minute, we're letting the fans choose this thing? Well, not necessarily. We just want to see what the thoughts are out there. But, yeah, it's pretty cool.
It is.
And,
yeah.
and it's giving the reaction. I think a fair amount of people would like to see Tate
75%
show up. Yeah.
In favor of Ben Tate. And my answer is, where is option C? Both.
Which is the one you and I are down with. I mean, that is the right way to go about this, is have that draft option in addition to bringing aboard Ben Tate. And the fact that you've kept him here for the second day, obviously, you put out the all-out press, but you try to do it in a way that is feasible and reasonable. You don't need to spend huge money on a running back. That's a fact. Now, Ben Tate doesn't love hearing that. His agent doesn't want to hear that. They want to go about this and say, hey, look, it's Friday. Free agency began Tuesday, so you're still going to pay maybe more of a premium to get me. But if no one else is jumping into this party, the Browns do not need to be negotiating against themselves.
Correct. But I think, as you say, if you do have an interest in somebody, he is in your building and the feelings are mutual. Let's get this done. Let's find a way to go to dinner, wine and dine, dance, romance.
And you know, Kyle Shanahan is saying exactly that. He doesn't want Ben Tate going anywhere. He knows that's a known commodity to him. He looks at this roster and he doesn't see a guy that he knows can be that one cut back that he needs successfully to improve a team that had a horrific 27th tied with Pittsburgh in the NFL in rushing yards last season, rush per game. Yeah,
4.7 yards per carry for his career, ninth best in the NFL over the last 3 years. And this is something that I really like about him, too. This is a guy who is phenomenal in terms of yards after contact per carry. 2.4 last year with a bad Houston offensive line, which was 14th best in the NFL. Same as LeSean McCoy, same as Matt Forte. In 2011, his other big season, 3.3 yards after contact per carry. That was one of the top figures in the NFL. So this is a guy who also, by the way, about 35 career carries fewer than Trent Richardson and about almost 500 yards more rushing than Trent Richardson. So something to think about there. He can get the job done.
And look, some of that is schematic, because when you talk about yards after contact, the whole idea of a zone scheme is you're carrying those contactors out of the way
down
and then
the field.
Creating right down the field, and then you create those cutback lanes, have him cut against the grain. He should be getting more open windows. That is why this system, when it works well, produces those kinds of numbers. It becomes very hard to stop.
And then it's even much harder
to stop if you've got a passing game to go with it. All right,
sure.
We want to thank Doug Deacon for being a part of this show. Want to thank Megan Rock for tweeting throughout the show. She's going to help put together the Browns Daily Wrap that will be posted, the highlight of the show, posted later today at ClevelandBrowns.com. Want to thank our outstanding producer, Jason Gibbs, for a great week. Everybody, a great week and a newsy week. And we'll get back at this on Monday. For Nathan Zagura, I'm Vic Carucci saying have a great weekend and thanks for joining us, and stay around for some hoops here on Cleveland Browns Daily.
Driven by Liberty Ford. Stay tuned to ClevelandBrowns.com for the latest on Ben Tate.
The preceding program was a production of the Cleveland Browns and a part of the Browns Media Network.